You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 23, God Wants Us to Be Happy. On Thursday, there were ominous thunderclouds looming in the distance when the kids went out to the bus. Around 8:30, Chris showed up, all ready for work. He looked agitated.
Hey, sorry I didn't call first,
he said.
I hope you don't mind.
He furrowed his brow at her. I told you can come over any time. You don't need an invitation. I always like seeing you, Stephanie said cheerfully. Amara must have heard Chris from the other room because she came in and ran over to him. He picked her up, kissed her cheek, and gave her a weak smile. Rough morning? Stephanie asked, ushering him into the house.
My mother-in-law is furious with me,
Chris said. Why? Stephanie asked.
She's really bothered that Amara slept at your house again, and she doesn't like that I've had her over here so much. It doesn't make sense because she gets so annoyed with Amara when she's running around causing trouble, so I get her out of the house, and now she's mad that I...
Chris made air quotes.
...am taking her away from them. She said she is going to look into getting custody rights.
What? That's absurd, Stephanie sputtered. Amara's your baby. She has no right to her. Amara squirmed to get back down, so Chris sat her on the floor.
Mark, my father-in-law, he usually stays out of it, but he got into the bash on Chris Fest this morning, too.
Chris took an angry breath.
They're mad that I'm spending time with you. They keep ripping me apart for finding someone else so soon.
Chris's anger continued to build.
This morning, Jody said...
Chris was shaking with anger.
She had the gall to say that I must not have loved Katie very much if I can get over her so fast.
He was yelling now. Matthew walked into the room and looked up at Chris with wide, nervous eyes. Then he ran to Stephanie and hugged her leg. Caleb peeked into the living room from the kitchen, but he stayed mostly hidden behind the wall. Chris glanced down at Matthew and took a shaky breath.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare your kids.
I'd be ticked, too. Stephanie shook her head in disgust. No one could ever doubt how much you loved Katie. I'm so sorry. You should not have to go through this. And I'm sorry I'm causing problems for you. You really don't deserve that. You've been through so much already. Chris relaxed a little and took a big breath. Stephanie rubbed his upper arm. He spoke in a calmer voice.
You know, when Katie first got sick, they were really a blessing to us, but I think that I have just outstayed my welcome.
He put his hand over his face. What are you going to do? Stephanie asked. Do you think you'll get an apartment or something?
I don't know. I actually looked a couple months ago. They're hard to find right now, and you usually need good credit and a down payment, although some of them were cheaper than what I pay my in-laws for rent and utilities.
Stephanie was surprised. They were even charging him rent. Chris sat down on the couch and rubbed his forehead.
I don't know what to do. I could sleep at my mom's on her couch for a little while, but her landlord is a stickler for guests only staying 7 days. I guess I could maybe stay at my sister's, but she's 45 minutes from work and she doesn't really have a place for me either.
Stephanie took a deep breath. Wish you could just move in here, she said casually. Chris gave her a sly look.
Not yet,
he said. I know, Stephanie agreed.
Oh, but I talked to Caden about changing schools. He was ecstatic about the idea. He asked if he could start his new school tomorrow.
That's great. What did you tell him?
I told him today could be his last day at Kennedy if he wanted, but we would have to talk to the new school before we knew when he could start.
So you going to leave him here tonight then? Stephanie asked.
What do you want me to do?
Chris searched Stephanie's face. You can leave him here if he's okay with that. Then you can take him to the school tomorrow morning to register him.
Okay.
Chris smiled. His stress was gradually melting away. He sighed.
I know another change will be hard on him, but I think this change will ultimately be a good one.
He rubbed his beard again. Stephanie could tell he was still really hurt by his in-laws' comments. After a moment of staring into space, he snapped out of it and started to pull his computer out of his backpack. Stephanie looked out the window. It was starting to pour. There was rolling thunder in the distance. The kids played quietly while Chris worked at the table in the living room. Stephanie made a point to keep Matthew and Amara separated. She cleaned the kitchen and then sat down at her desk in her bedroom to work on schoolwork. When she came out of the bedroom to feed the kids lunch, Amara was snuggling into Chris's lap as he entered grades into his computer. He looked up at Stephanie.
I think she was scared of the thunder.
Poor baby, Stephanie replied. A loud clap of thunder sounded and the lights flickered and then went out. Caleb and Matthew screamed as they came running from their bedroom. "It's okay. It's just the storm," Stephanie reassured them. "The power went out. I'm sure it will come back on soon." Then she changed the subject casually. "You two ready for lunch?" Caleb shook his head.
"Darn it,"
Chris said suddenly.
"I know I should have plugged my computer in sooner. It's at 7%.
Stephanie went to make sandwiches for everyone, and by the time she got back, Chris's laptop had died.
"Guess I'm done for now,"
he said, shutting his computer and stretching his back. Stephanie handed him a sandwich.
"Thanks."
Stephanie opened the curtains all the way and sat down on the couch. Chris sat down on the opposite end of the couch, still snuggling Amara. Caleb and Matthew sat between them. They ate sandwiches and watched the lightning. After a while, Stephanie said, "You want to answer more questions?"
"Okay,"
Chris agreed. Stephanie went to get the paper. "Some of these I came up with," she clarified. "Did you serve a mission?"
"I did. I served in Brazil,"
he replied happily. "How did I not know that?" Stephanie marveled. Chris shrugged.
"How about you?"
"Nope."
"Just the last 15 years, you mean?"
Chris corrected. "I suppose. Here's another one I really should already know." Chris looked at her anticipatingly. "How old are you?"
"I told you already. I'm old years old,"
he smirked. "Come on, it can't be that bad."
"I just turned 40.
"Wow, you are old," Stephanie teased. Chris glared at her.
"How old are you?"
"Didn't your mother ever tell you it's rude to ask a woman how old she is?"
"That rule doesn't apply when you're getting married. There are a lot of things that would otherwise be considered rude."
True. I was just kidding anyway. I'm 36 and I'm not afraid to say it. I earned every one of those years."
"Fair,"
Chris said. The next question was not on the paper. "How many years were you married to Katie?" Stephanie asked in a softer tone than before.
"Almost 15. I mean, it's almost been 15 years now since we were married. I guess we were married for 14 years when she passed away."
"You were like 26 when you got married? What took you so long?"
27,
he corrected.
"I'm a late bloomer,"
he shrugged. Stephanie laughed.
"How about you and Jason?"
"We would be coming up on 17 years.
"And you say I'm old."
"You said you were old first."
"True. You got married when you were 19?
Chris asked. "Yeah." Stephanie forced the memories to stay out of the forefront of her mind, but she couldn't stop them from playing in the background.
"What's the next question?"
Chris asked. "Huh? Oh." Stephanie scanned through the rest of the questionnaire to see if there was another question she wanted to ask. "What are your obsessions? How can I help you when you're stressed? How much alone time do you need? What do you look for in a spouse?" "Oh, I do have another one," Stephanie said, putting the paper down.
"Go ahead."
Stephanie took a breath. She was nervous to ask and possibly stir up more pain. "What happened? Where's your dad?" Chris pressed his lips together as he decided how to answer.
"He had a heart attack 7 years ago,"
he answered shortly. "I'm sorry," Stephanie said. Chris nodded. The lights came back on. "I'll let you get back to work," Stephanie said softly. Chris went to pick up Caden from school and dropped him off at Stephanie's. Caden ran inside.
"Hey, Caden,"
Chris called after him.
"Come here, buddy."
Caden ran back to his dad.
"Caden, do you want to sleep here tonight, or do you want me to pick you up and take you back to Grandma and Grandpa's house?"
Caden was wiggling inattentively.
"Okay, Dad,"
he said.
"Caden, listen to me. Do you want to sleep over at Stephanie's house, or..."
"Yeah!"
Caden shouted and jumped towards Chris's face. He probably would have knocked hard into Chris's teeth if Chris hadn't anticipated it and moved out of the way suddenly.
"Okay, give me a hug,"
Chris said. Caden jumped up and gave Chris half a hug before he ran off to play.
"Sorry I didn't bring him any PJs or anything,"
Stephanie whispered. "We don't wear PJs most of the time. Socks and underwear are optional too, but I didn't tell you that." Chris laughed.
"So I'll pick up Amara when I get off."
"Don't you dare, or I'm going to have to file a custody case." Chris glared at her. He was not amused. "I'm sorry, I'm kidding. Do what you feel like you need to do, but I'm fine if you leave her with me. As long as you don't mind me calling you at 2 a.m. so you can sing her back to sleep. Maybe I will wake her up just so you can sing to us again. Chris smiled sheepishly.
If I'm not picking up kids after work, then maybe I should just go straight home.
Aw, Stephanie frowned.
Probably for the best anyway, so we don't end up alone together after the kids go to bed.
No, wait, Stephanie remembered something. You should come over after work. Chris scowled at her.
You are really pushy. You need to stop. I do not have the strength to say no to you much longer.
Stephanie cleared her throat. Good thing we're moving forward with things, but that's not what I was talking about. I was wondering if you wanted to talk to the kids about everything with me, Stephanie clarified.
Oh.
Chris looked embarrassed.
Sure.
When Chris got back from work, Stephanie had all the kids gathered for scriptures and prayer, except for Amara, who was already asleep in Stephanie's bedroom. Chris came in and sat down next to Caden and Emery. Stephanie had been thinking about what she wanted to say all day, but now she had a hard time formulating the words. For some reason, she had envisioned everyone sitting quietly and participating in a conversation about their feelings regarding Chris becoming a part of their family. Instead, Matthew was crying, Caleb was whining, and Levi was punching Trey playfully in the arm. Trey was trying really hard not to punch Levi back in a non-playful way. Caden and Emery were pulling faces at each other and then laughing hysterically. Charlotte was the only one who was listening. Chris looked at Stephanie anticipatingly. Hey, Stephanie said loudly. Everyone pretended like they could not hear her. She tried again a little louder. Hey, there is something important I would like to talk to you all about. Still, no one listened. Chris stood up in front of the TV where everyone could see him.
Hey, your mom is trying to say something.
The din continued. Caden yelled over the noise.
Not my mom.
Chris pointed his finger at him, mimicking the way Stephanie did it. Chris looked at Stephanie helplessly. Poor guy, she thought. He really thought that was going to work. Stephanie had an idea. She got up and went into the kitchen. She pulled a pack of chewing gum out of the pantry and went back into the living room. I have here some magical gum, she announced loudly as she held it up so they could see. I will give you each a piece of this magical gum, but while you are chewing it, you can only speak or make any noise at all if you are called on by me. She walked around the room and handed everyone a stick of gum. Levi stuck it in his mouth, and then he said loudly,
Hey, Mom, what?
Uh-uh, Stephanie shushed him. Did I ask you to speak? Levi shook his head. Okay, then chill a sec. Soon there was a lot of smacking and chewing noises, but besides that, only a little bit of humming from Matthew. Stephanie knew it could not last long, so she decided to dive right in. She took a deep breath. It has been 9 months since the accident. Stephanie's voice cracked a little. Trey and Levi's faces went somber. Stephanie cleared her throat and continued. And we miss Dad so much. Stephanie noticed Charlotte's face was like stone, frozen in a cold expression. And Chris and Caden and Amara miss their mom so much, too. Chris gave her a little smile. And we know we will get to see them again, but that is a long time away still. Heavenly Father knows how much we miss them. Stephanie looked at Chris to see if she should continue. He nodded in agreement. I know that God has blessed our families to find each other so that we can help take care of each other and so that Amara and Caden can have a mom right now and we can have a dad. Stephanie noticed Charlotte was clenching her fists. Stephanie went on. Because it's been really hard with only one parent.
How could you do this?
Charlotte exploded.
How could you just replace Dad? I can't believe you. It's been hard, but we are fine. Trey and I have been helping more. I will do everything if you need. You can't just forget Dad. Maybe Matthew doesn't remember him anymore, but I do. Chris could never replace Dad. How can you love Chris? How can you do that to Dad? You promised to love Dad forever, and now you're just forgetting him. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you so much.
She screamed, her face all red. She ran out of the room down the hall and stomped up the stairs to her room. Everyone else sat stunned for a moment until Chris muttered,
That went well.
Stephanie glared at him. Amara started crying in the other room. Levi yelled,
What's her problem? I like Chris.
And then all the kids started talking and yelling at once. Chris went to pick up Amara. Stephanie just sat, watching the chaos, feeling discouraged and deflated. Chris stayed in the bedroom for a few minutes, probably to see if he could settle Amara back down. But she must have been wide awake because he gave up and brought her out to the living room. The kids were all moving and chatting. It made Stephanie feel dizzy to watch.
Okay.
Chris spoke in his big teacher voice.
Let's take a vote.
He went around the room and pointed to each of the kids.
Caden?
What?
Caden asked.
Should Stephanie and I get married?
Chris asked.
Yes!
Caden jumped up like a rocket ship.
Caleb, should I marry your mom?
Yes!
Caleb mimicked Caden.
Matthew?
Yes!
Matthew was a rocket too.
Emery?
Yes.
Emery smiled at him.
Butthead? I mean Levi?
Levi giggled and said,
Yeah, you're cool.
Chris turned to Trey. He spoke quieter to him.
Trey?
Yeah, I think you should.
Trey responded. He looked a little sad about it, but sure.
Wait, is that everyone?
Chris counted the kids. Besides Charlotte, Stephanie reminded him. He counted them again.
That's 7.
He furrowed his brow. And Amara, Stephanie pointed out. Chris was still holding Amara on his hip.
Oh, I can't forget Amara.
He bounced her a little and she giggled.
Amara, do you think Stephanie and I should get married?
Mama.
Amara cooed.
That sounds like a yes to me.
The kids all laughed and cheered.
Yay!
I hate to not have a unanimous vote, though, Stephanie lamented.
Yeah.
Chris gave her a sorry look. You want to hold down the fort while I go talk to her? Stephanie asked.
Yeah. May the force be with you,
Chris said. Stephanie rose one eyebrow at him.
Don't tell me you're not a Star Wars fan. You know what? That may be a deal breaker. Better be careful. I still need to cast my vote.
Chris joked. Stephanie rolled her eyes at him and walked down the hall to Charlotte's room. She walked up the stairs and called out, Charlotte? Charlotte didn't answer her. So Stephanie walked in. Charlotte, you okay? Charlotte was laying on her bed, hugging her teddy bear and looking up at the ceiling. Stephanie sat down on the end of her bed. Charlotte, the first thing you need to understand is that I will never stop loving Dad. I will never forget him. Charlotte turned towards the wall. Charlotte, you have been my angel these past few months. You have been so helpful and supportive. But honey, you're 12. You shouldn't have to feel like you need to take on the responsibilities of an adult. Without Chris, I have to get a job right away. Matthew and Caleb would have to go to daycare, and I wouldn't be able to be here when you guys get home from school. We would probably still have to move in with Grandma and Grandpa to make ends meet. I'm not trying to replace Dad in our hearts, but there is a very real part to us needing to replace him in our home. I cannot do this alone. Even with all the help you can give, you can't support us financially. We don't have any money left. Charlotte turned and glared at her.
So you're marrying Chris for his money?
No, Stephanie chuckled. If that were the case, I would not have chosen a teacher. The truth is, I didn't choose him. God did. God knew we needed each other, and he led us to each other. I know this is all happening so fast, but it's okay because I don't have to know for myself if I'm supposed to marry Chris. Charlotte gave her a confused look. Because God has told me, and God knows me and each of us and what we need and what will bring us the greatest happiness. God wants us to be happy, and I trust him with all of my heart.
If God wants us to be happy, then why did Dad die?
Charlotte asked bitterly. Stephanie had asked herself the same question many times before, but she did not hesitate because she knew the answer. Because this is not a perfect world, she said, and things are meant to be hard. God does not make the hard things happen, but he does not always stop them from happening, because he knows that the hard things are what make us grow the most. Stephanie began to tear up and her heart burned as she bore these truths to Charlotte. He has protected us many times and blessed us so much. It was not in his plan to save Dad in the car accident, and I do not fully understand why, but it was in his plan to have us find Chris so that we could be okay and make it through until we get to see Dad again. Charlotte began to cry too. Charlotte, I am so proud of you. You have been so strong for me. We don't always have to be strong. We can let Chris help us, and we get to help him too. It will be hard at times, but we will both be better for it.
Mom, do you love Chris?
Charlotte asked. Yes, I do, Stephanie answered without hesitation.
But how can you love him? You used to love Dad.
I need to tell you something. When I was pregnant with you, I was worried that when you came, I would not have enough love for both you and Trey, that you would have to share my heart and there would not be as much to go around. But then you were born, and I was amazed that I didn't just love you as much as I had loved Trey.
You loved me more than Trey?
Charlotte asked. No, Stephanie laughed. I loved Trey more than I had before, and I loved you more than I had loved Trey before. My heart grew, and I had more love for both of you. In a way, loving Chris has made me love Dad even more than before. And you know what? I don't love Chris the same way I love Dad.
You mean you just love him like a friend?
Stephanie chuckled. No, that's not it, really. I don't love him as deep as I loved Dad, because I have not known him as long. I do not have all these layers and layers and memories and experiences with him. I love him just a few weeks deep right now, and I love Dad 18 years deep.
But when we get to heaven, which Dad will we live with?
When you go to heaven, you will live with your own husband, but we will get to see each other all the time.
Okay, but which husband will you live with?
I am sealed to Dad. I will be with him forever, and Chris will be with Katie forever.
But what if you decide you like Chris better, because you and Dad used to fight, remember?
Stephanie smiled kindly at Charlotte. I'm not going to worry about that. One day, me and Dad will both be perfect. We won't fight anymore, and our relationship will be perfect.
But what if you still like Chris better? What if you change your mind and want to be with him instead?
Stephanie took a breath. The questions Charlotte was asking were hard for her to answer, and ones that she had been trying not to ask herself right now. Charlotte, Stephanie said assuredly, we have a Heavenly Father who knows and loves us perfectly. He never gets anything wrong, and as long as we keep trying to follow him, he will make sure everything works out in the end. I promise if we follow his plan for us, we will be happier than we could ever imagine. And when I am scared about how things will turn out, I just need to remember those truths, and I can have peace. We don't need to worry about what will happen in the end. For now, we just have to do our best at being happy and trust in God.
Do you think marrying Chris will make you happy?
Yes, Charlotte, I do. And at times it will make me sad and mad, and probably sometimes it will make me want to rip my hair out. Charlotte laughed with tears still in her eyes. Stephanie continued. But mostly, I think it will make all of us happier. What do you think? Charlotte nodded.
Mom, I'm so sorry I told Chris I hated him.
Oh, I thought you were telling me that. Maybe let's not tell him. Charlotte wiped her eyes. What's your vote? Do you think Chris and I should get married? Charlotte nodded. Then she hugged her mom. After a long hug, Stephanie left the room to go put the kids to bed. Chris was showing the kids Star Wars parody YouTube videos. Hey, they're not supposed to have screen time right before bed, Stephanie scolded.
Sorry,
Chris said shortly.
You're going to have to fill me in on all the house rules. Hey, how did it go with Charlie?
Charlotte? She's in.
Really? So we were unanimous?
Not yet. You didn't ask me yet.
Hey, just wait,
Chris said. Stephanie looked at him suspiciously.
I should go. Unless you could use help with bedtime.
What kind of a question is that? I can always use help with bedtime. And I blame you, they're all riled up now.
Me? How do you like that? So what do you want me to do?
Stephanie walked over to the bookshelf and handed him a couple of books. Want to be on storytime duty again? She asked. Once the kids were all settled, Stephanie sat down on the couch next to Chris. She was careful not to sit too close. Trey was sitting on the other couch, on his phone, with his earbuds in, and Amara, who was wide awake, played on the floor. Chris rubbed his face.
I really don't want to go back to Jody's.
His stress wrinkles from this morning were starting to form again. Maybe you can just go to your mom's tonight, Stephanie suggested.
All my stuff is at Jody's house.
Can you sneak in after they're asleep? Chris chuckled.
Now I feel like a teenager again.
Stephanie laughed. Have you had this conversation before?
Maybe,
Chris said. Trey got up to leave the room.
Trey, buddy, don't leave.
Why not?
Trey asked. Just stick around for a little while, Stephanie said.
Why? I swear I didn't do anything,
Trey said defensively. I know, we just wanted you to be with us.
Why?
Trey looked worried. Because we asked you to, Stephanie replied.
Do I have to?
Trey asked.
She wants you to supervise us so that I behave,
Chris said bluntly. Trey looked mortified. Stephanie laughed. Don't worry, Trey. We fully plan to return the favor soon enough.
Oh, brother.
Trey muttered. But he walked back over to the couch and plopped down, looking very uncomfortable. So what time did Jody and Mark go to sleep? Stephanie asked Chris.
I don't know. Maybe 10 o'clock? I don't have to stay that long. I can just man up and go home whenever you're ready to kick me out.
Stephanie leaned a little closer so she could gingerly put her head on his shoulder.
Maybe you should kick me out sooner than later,
Chris muttered. You're right. You should not have come over. Stephanie snuggled down onto his shoulder more.
Stephanie, stop.
Chris moaned. She just leaned into him more.
Steph,
he said sharply. Stephanie lifted her head and glared at him. Then she sat up and folded her arms. I'll see you tomorrow, she grumbled. Chris got up, scooped up Amara, and left with her.
You guys are so weird,
Trey said.